Hello, you've reached Kirk with Midwest Retaining Walls Incorporated. If you'll leave.
Hello. Hi, yes. Kirk. How are you? It's Nadine.
Well.
I just missed your call. I was in a meeting and I saw you calling in. I'm like, okay, I'm going to call him. Hopefully he's available as soon as I get out of this meeting. How are you?
Doing well. I was just
good.
I've got one of the girls in here. I wanted to, walk her through, or if she had any questions in the future for her to be able to call you and ask her, like, you know, which is the best way to, should we go through the Google ads or Facebook ads, or which one's more successful and all that? What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, Facebook ads work really well because of the retargeting, right? Now, Google ads, I know when you and I spoke, like, in the very beginning, right, it was noted that you were targeting a 100-mile radius. But then after you and I talked, we felt like this package was the better one for you to start with, right, with the Facebook ads. Because although they target a 50-mile radius, but they have a really good conversion rate, and I wanted you to kind of start off with that first, right? But always knowing that, you know, you could always increase how much we're allocating to your Facebook ads at any time. You could say, you know what, for the next 2 months, this is how much I want going to my Facebook ads, right? Or if you want to also implement the Google ads, we can do that too. The Google ads is what's going to reach up to 100 miles, right? I'm going to be honest, though. I don't recommend you pushing it that far, because with Google ads, here's what happens. The further out you push it, the thinner it kind of gets, if that makes sense. So it's like putting a piece of butter on toast. The further you spread it out, see how thinner it gets. So even if you spit, like, let's say you wanted to target 75 miles, right, with the Google ads, that's good too, you know? I know that also, so she's part of your team, right? That's going to be kind of helping take over like the account. So, because I know you're busy too, right?
Yeah.
So it makes it good to have a point of contact aside from yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, Nadine will help us and she'll be able to work with you. And, you know, so that's where my head was too.
And this is, and what was her name?
Her name is Lily Flugel, and she's our treasure.
Oh, nice. Is she right there with you?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Hey.
Good, good. So my name is Nadine. Now, just so that, you know, we're all aware, right, because I know, you know what, right now that we're on the phone, Kirk, do you want me to add her on right now as an authorized?
Yeah.
Okay. What's Lily's title?
Her title is, she's office manager.
Office manager. Okay. And then how do we spell her first name? L-I-L-Y, Lily? Is that how you spell it?
L-I-L-L-I-E.
L-L-I-E. Oh, you got a unique spelling. Okay. What's your last name?
F-L-U-E-D-E-L.
F as in Frank, L, U as in umbrella, E, C as in cat, E, L, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. How do you pronounce that? Do you mind if I ask?
It's awesome.
Flugel.
Flugel. Oh, okay. So the C is almost like a G, right?
Yeah.
It is a G.
I couldn't even.
Oh, it is a G. Oh, well, good Lord. Let me fix it then. So I'm over here putting a C like cat. G as in George. So Flugel.
Yes.
Okay, now that makes sense. Sorry about that. Now, Lily, is there a specific number that you would prefer for us to contact you on?
Yeah.
Okay, hon. Yeah. I'm ready for that number.
Okay, 918.
918.
606.
Uh-huh.
3931.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. 918-606-3931, correct? Okay. Now, Kurt, do you prefer, like, if we got updates or questions, do you prefer that we contact Lily first or go through you?
Contact Lily first and make it, like, secondary, like, last resort.
Okay, I'm going to put she's a preferred contact, office manager is a preferred contact regarding the account.
Yeah.
Okay, so that way they know, and I'll put it in the notes. And then this way, if they can't reach her, then they know, okay, now secondary is going to be Kirk. Okay.
Right.
Perfect. I just want to notate all of that.
Awesome.
And I'm going to put here primary contact.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And I know we still have your wife down as being an authorized person to make changes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to still keep hope on there just because if she were to call, we still want to make sure that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we're not saying, oh, no, we need to talk to Kurt or, you know, Lily. At least she's still on there, too. Okay. So basically, Lily, just to kind of bring you up to speed on what we're currently doing for Kirk, and I think, Kirk, we're also creating your website. I saw some notes.
Yeah, you are. It's awesome. It's already coming together really good.
Awesome. I love our sites, and I'm going to tell you why. They're going to help with your ranking, too. Okay. Yeah, it's going to really help with your ranking. I know right now the $299 package that that we have you in.
Yeah.
So what that's covering is $100 in your Facebook ads that we're managing. So you don't incur click fees, okay? So no matter how many times they click on your ad, you're not paying more than the $299 a month.
Right.
Now, so we manage those for you, right? And then you have the first page placement that we're managing your Google business profile. We have your keywords, your search terms that are what's going to get you found on that first page. Okay.
Yeah.
Lily, are you familiar with the Facebook ads?
Yeah, she's more familiar with than me.
I've never really done it before, but I know
about
it. Okay, so you know how they work, though, right, hon? Like, if someone's doing a search for a retaining wall and they didn't, you know, they didn't call them, but they go on Facebook, we're going to retarget them with that ad, okay? Because
yeah.
We want to make sure it's like that constant reminder, you know? It's like how I see it like this. You're driving down the road, you see the billboard for McDonald's, 2 for $5. I don't eat McDonald's, right? But eventually, over time, I keep seeing that billboard. Guess where I'm at for breakfast? Picking up a 2 for $5.
Yeah.
Sausage and egg McMuffin, you know? So it's that constant reminder, which eventually they're going to be like, oh, you know what? And I saw him on Google, too. Well, let me call him. Okay? So also, you guys can run promotions. And I say that because, like, with upcoming holidays, if you want to throw a promo out there, you don't have to. We can also do that for you guys, too. Okay. You have a tracking and reporting system. Kirk, do you still have the login to that?
Hang on.
What?
Login for what?
The login for his client dashboard.
Yeah, I do. I have it.
Okay. I would suggest you also share that with Lily because it's one username, one password. So this way you guys can go in and kind of see, like, how the results are going for you, because you'll be able to see, like, how many phone calls you're getting,
right,
how many
like
times you come up in the search results, and I want her to be able to track that, too.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Kirk, if you do want to add the Google Ads, okay,
yeah.
It's going to be an additional $300.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Okay.
I just, if I should just amp it up here right now, though, you know.
Well, what's going on right now? How's business right now? Because I know you like to kind of amp it up before it.
Yeah, I want to amp it up. I like to amp it up towards the end of August to September and October and November, probably our 5th and 6th and 7th biggest month. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And these are always options for you, hun. You can do it for the next few months if you wanted to run Google Ads. And then if you don't want to run them anymore, you just say, hey, I don't want the Google Ads anymore.
Yeah, let's do that because at least try it, you know. So you run Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and then.
Okay. Now, the Facebook Ads, do you want to keep it at just $100 that we're allocating on the Facebook Ads, or did you want to up that?
Well, I didn't know. I don't know what Hope did last yesterday, the other day. Hope put Google. She did Google Ads, and then she like, you know, asked them what amount you want to pay. I don't know what she put, but what amount you want to pay per, maybe per day, I think.
Who asked you that?
Hope was doing. Hope did it. Was looking at our numbers.
So when we run the Google Ads, right? What we do is we start you off with $300, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you run them on your own, okay,
yeah,
you're allotting an amount each day. And if you're not familiar with how to run those Google ads, it can get real expensive, right?
Okay. So you think it'd be more than what the 300 is?
It could be depending on what you want to allocate to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's up to
you.
I say, if you want us to run the Google ads, okay, we can run it. It's $300, right? We're going to allocate that $300 to your Google ads that we're managing. So even if they're clicking on your Google ad, you're not incurring additional click fees, right? There are some that I was just talking to a guy that does roadside assistance, and I'm not even joking. That guy is allocating $150 a day. Running his own Google ads, right? He's spending over $3,200. And he's like, I'm barely making that money back.
Yeah, see what I mean? You can't get over your head with just trying to, I know, we're trying to.
But see, here's what's different. He does roadside assistance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know how the company he's working with does that. And he's like, it's getting way expensive. And he even told me, he's like, I feel like I'm barely breaking even, if that.
Yeah, I hear.
You know? And it's a different industry, you know what I mean? But.
Yeah. That's still
the
same. Yeah, it's still capitalism, you know what I mean?
I know. So, you know, what budget are you trying to stick within, if you don't mind me asking?
300, that'd be good for now. 600 a month.
Okay.
You know, for what we got established, and 300 for the,
Okay. So I will have them then get started. Are we going to charge? Okay. So let me ask you this. Let me see when your billing date is. I want to look at something.
Okay.
Oh, you just paid yesterday. Okay. Hold on. This is perfect then. Let me do this. Let me message my manager. So we can charge the $300 on your Google ads, right? And then on September 26th, okay, it's going to change it to $599, right? So the Facebook ads is still going to be the $100 going to that, $300 going to your Google ads. Is that good?
Yeah, so September, that September bill will be $596 or something.
Yeah, September would then moving, September's going to be $599 and it's going to be $599 each. Do you want it to continue like that each month until when you say stop?
Yeah, stop it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so okay.
Only thing I can't find right off the top of my head is I know my username is,
I can resend it to you, hon. Yeah, no worries. Let me resend it to you. Give me 1 second, okay? Let me just chat her real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get rid of that. That's about it. And then you're going to put the copy right there. And then you're going to put it right there. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, it's good. And then I'll just call her. She knows it.
And Lily's still with us, so she's hearing all this?
Yes. Okay.
And here's the other thing, too, okay? The Google ads, you get a lot more keywords.
More. That's good. All right. That's good to hear. And see, Lily will be able to get on there and navigate and add stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, and then also, you know, with the website that we're building, Lily can also go on there, too, if she wants to upload more photos.
Yeah.
So this way you guys have access to that, too. We do the work, but if you want to be hands-on, absolutely. Let me grab your login credentials.
Yeah, okay, if you would. I mean, I know it's my username.
Yes, your username. Let me go here. Mm-hmm. I can resend it to you so that way you have it there. So your login credentials, your phone number is your username, right?
Right, yeah. Yes.
And then your password, I think you did you reset your password? Do you remember?
No. I know, and I always am like so organized, but I don't have
it. It's okay, hon. It's okay. Don't worry. I'll find it right now.
I thought I figured I'd go back into the email that she sent, that, what's her name sent me. It has it on there, I think. You know what I mean?
Okay. Let me see if I could pull it up too.
Google password cards. Okay.
I'm just looking through all my notes too to see if I see it.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Oh, good. You've been sending out for your reviews, huh? I see that.
Oh, yeah. I've been.
Good for you.
Well,
awesome.
I got 50 some reviews on.
Woohoo!
They won't give me access to them. I don't know. I have a uncle that's a code writer and stuff. He may be able to help me, but they're through HomeAdvisor. And HomeAdvisor, they say they won't release them. I don't know if that's true.
I know. You know what? They won't. I wish we could grab the ones that were on HomeAdvisor.
Yeah,
and move them over, but we can't. So I encourage you, and Lily, we're going to need your help on this too, hon. I encourage you to continue getting those, getting those reviews. There's also a way through your client dashboard that you can request them, or I can have the team make you,
They did. We set that up.
Beautiful.
Where we go to the dashboard and then we just push on reviews and then we just.
Oh, good. Good,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's so good. Okay, so I found your password. It's Web Clicks, all lowercase. I just sent it to you right now.
Web Clicks. Okay, that'll work.
Okay, and then give me as soon as my thing hits send, there we go. I don't know what the heck. I'm like, I know Labor Day is coming up, but it's like I feel like, are we already on
yeah,
the
load
already, or what the heck is
going on? We are. It's scary. But yeah, I know. I feel the same way.
Hold on. Okay, here we go. All right, now, Kirk, also as a little bonus for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this first month that you're doing Google Ads, we're going to also add a bonus $133 to your Google Ads. So you're actually getting $433, okay?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
We do that as a little bonus for you the first month to kind of really beef it up for you, okay?
Awesome. Okay. That's awesome.
All right.
Really
Am I charging the same card on file, hon?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Let me do this. And you'll get a receipt for that, too. So today I'm only charging the $300, okay, for the Google Ads. And then I'm going to let the team know to start working on the Google Ads. Now, moving forward on the 26th, it's going to be $599, okay?
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Until, now listen, if for some reason you're like, listen, I don't want the Google Ads anymore, let's remove them. Just make sure you call at least 3 days before the billing date so that way you don't get charged for the Google Ads. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
yeah,
as of right now, that's going to be the recurring. I'm going to send the team the message to let them know, hey, I need you guys. We're doing this Google Ads now, so we need to arrange this, okay? And
right,
then
yeah.
You got the login credentials. I've also notated Lily as being the primary contact, your secondary, okay?
Gotcha. Perfect.
And your wife is still on there.
Yeah, okay, good deal, just in case, you know. And then one little quick question. I got a stupid review from some lady I don't know, and I know that happens. It's happened on other sites.
And let me take a look.
But, yeah, on yours, saying I can remove myself. I couldn't figure it out. But, yeah.
Hold on, I can tell you how. And, Lily, you're still with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, honey. So let me go to his reviews.
Yeah.
I'm going to read them. You said that there's someone who put a review, a bad one or what?
Yeah, it's Cindy Warren.
Cindy Warren?
Yeah.
Do you even know her?
No, I do not know her. And I did put in a deal to you guys that says, you know, if you don't know this person, tell us, you know. So, and I did.
Okay, so you did submit that. I'll make a note of it, too, and I'll tell you another way you can do it.
Okay.
So if you're looking at the review, can you pull it up, Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in front of the computer, hon?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Okay, you're looking at the review from Cindy Warren?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you see the three little dots to the right?
Yes.
Click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say share review or report review. You see that?
I did get that report.
Okay, so you go to report.
Gotcha.
And then it's going to ask you, like, what, like, you know what I mean? So there's different reasons that it'll tell you here. So
yeah,
spam means review is a bot, fake account, not that one.
It's
from someone not the conflict of interest, profanity, bullying, harassment, discrimination, personal information. Such as, no, there's another way off topic, doesn't pertain to experience at or with this business. That's what it would be. The off topic.
There's off topic. Yep. Okay. All right.
So either that or just call us and let us know so that way we can dispute it with Google on your behalf.
Okay.
I'm going to make a note on there too, just so that way they're on top of that. Cause you did mention it to them, right?
I did mention it to him. I didn't know about going to off topic. I went to another one on that list, but that's all right. I know
okay.
I'm not.
Yeah, did you report it to someone here, though?
Yeah, I reported
let
it to
the team know? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but Google will look into it. Because if that isn't someone you know, like sometimes people do it by mistake. Like my aunt, she used to, hers was with Yelp, right? And there wasn't anything you could do on that. And she was so upset because she's like, I don't even know who this person is. And they gave me a one star.
See, I know. That's what they did. I've never heard of it. I know. It's happened on other sites before, too. It's so weird. But they do manage to get it removed because, you know, I'm like,
let's continue to get those reviews for you, you know?
That's the thing. And then what else what else? Reviews, I know, is a big deal. And then what else?
Reviews is a big deal. And then just if you're doing any, like, new projects that you finish up, let's get the pictures, okay?
And we just send those, and she'll just go to photos and photos.
Yep, and just say, please upload. please upload these new photos. Yeah. If you guys need to run a promotion, like let's say with the holidays coming up, you want to do a promo, let us know.
I ran a little promotion the other day, just, you know, like a...
Oh, sweet. Just to kind of get a little...
For end of summer, you know, deal, type deal.
Yeah, good, good.
My library.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to boost it up, you know, and it's not bad. I mean, it's just, I see, you know, monthly it tells me my performance, and it was really good 2 months ago, and now the last 2 months it's going down, but that's normal thought, you know.
So I was going to say, is that, that must be typical for, well, you would know more than we do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's your
right.
industry. Okay.
Right, right.
But you know what happens, Kirk? And I don't know, maybe it's like, maybe this is why, but you know, a lot of people start focusing right at this moment because they're getting their kids off to college, school clothes, you know what I mean? And then it starts coming up again. People start, okay, now it's time to get this stuff done around the house, you know?
Right.
Or kind of upgrade.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Then, so we have photos we'll upload, and then we want to get some more videos too. I mean, I have a ton of videos.
That would be good. Really good. And so this way you both know, so any pictures or videos that you send us, okay, if any of those, like let's say it's blurry or there's too much shadow, it's not like a clear picture, if it's not going to do you justice, they're not going to, you know, put it, you know what I mean? So we would rather you look super professional then and just put up, because I've had some people say, like, how come they didn't put my picture? And I'm like, well, you know, I'll tell you, if the photo is not going to do your company justice, they're not going to put it, because how does that make us look?
Right,
you know,
right.
That we're not doing our job diligently for you guys. So, yeah.
Like, when I do descriptions, you'll actually use AI and do the description. It's a lot better, so.
Nice. Well, I'm so excited for you. And thank you so much for, you know, entrusting us with helping you grow your business. And Lily, I'm glad that you're on board to help him, because this way he can focus more on his job, you know.
Lily,
take down our customer service number. I'm sure Kirk has given it to you, but just to make sure, you'll always call the 877-635-6225 number, because our team's dedicated to your account. If it is something urgent, right, you cannot wait, you have my extension, 623.
That's
you can call me. I can get the message over to them that it's really urgent, okay?
Good.
Our team's really dedicated to you guys. I mean, we want you to be super successful, okay?
You've been a great help in that. I only had, I missed the last three for some reason. I got 877-265.
No. 877. And Lily, I would recommend you save this in your contacts. Okay,
yes,
hon? So it's 877.
Okay. 635.
6225.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. It was so nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you too.
Okay,
you,
Kirk. You are so welcome. My pleasure. Always here for you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
That's
awesome.